Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see these are some great examples of faith that we find here in Hebrews chapter number 11. And here in verse number 23, the faith here is not focused on Moses, because he was just a little bitty baby for 3 months that he was in the parents' home. It's focused on the mom and dad. By faith, Moses, when he was born. So this wasn't Moses' faith in this verse. This was the faith of some godly parents. Though godly parents cannot pass on their personal faith in Christ to their children. In other words, our children are not saved because we're saved. We cannot pass our faith on to them. It's not through our bloodline. Each has to personally place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Though godly parents cannot pass on their personal faith in Christ to their children, they can create an atmosphere of faith at home and be examples to their children. And no doubt, Moses' parents fit that category. Godly parents. This is what Amram and Jochebed did for their children. Now, these were the parents we find of Moses and Miriam, were Amram and Jochebed. They were from the tribe of Levi. And we see here in verse number 23, the wisdom of faith. Remember, we looked at all, as we go through each character, we apply something to them. So where there's the walk of faith, or the work of faith, or the worship of faith, or whatever, the wandering of faith, each individual had we designated them. This one designated as the wisdom of faith, Moses' parents. They showed faith when they perceived that he, Moses, was specially favored by God. We see the word in verse number 23, the word when he was born was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Now, let me say that the word proper here literally means beautiful. He was just a beautiful baby. There ain't many beautiful babies unless they're Lanier babies, okay? Kyler and Caitlin's going to have a baby girl in January, okay? And this could be the most beautiful baby girl in the world. You know, I understand that, you know. But they're not the prettiest thing, except here comes Luke with his pretty baby. That's an exception. I'm going to get in trouble here. They're all bringing in babies now. Okay. That's the thought, though, about Moses. They looked at Moses, said he was a proper child. He was a beautiful child. But they hid him more. They hid him beside of the fact that he was proper and he was beautiful. They knew he was a gift from God. And God had, and we're going to talk about this in just a minute as we read some scripture. They knew that God had something planned for that baby. Some scriptures point this out. And so by faith, by the word, how do you get faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somehow, the Bible does not say, but the message got to Amram and Jochebed that their baby was going to be special. Preacher, you're crazy. You ever heard of a fellow by the name of John the Baptist? Somebody appeared and you're going to have a special baby to mom and dad. Remember that? Jesus appeared to Mary and Joseph before Jesus was born. I believe, even though the Bible does not state, but we'll read some scripture. I believe, I don't know if it's an angel, whatever, but told the parents of Moses, you're going to have a special child, that he's going to be the deliverer of the Jewish people. Remember, they're in captivity. They've been in captivity 400 years. And Moses was going to be the one that God would use to deliver them out of captivity. And these parents played an important part in that because by faith, they hid Moses. I wasn't going to say this, but I will say it's probably a good thing Moses wasn't born in 2023 because he might have went to the abortion clinic. I shouldn't have said that. I mean, so many people, mamas killing people, babies anyway. It's interesting. Moses' parents showed faith when they perceived that he was specially favored by God. In other words, it's more than he was just a pretty baby. You don't know, I think of crazy things. I'm getting older. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been. Y'all remember, you know, old people remember that song? You must have been a beautiful baby. obviously. So they hid him, and they took measures of faith to save his life, Moses' life, not even thinking about their own life, but of Moses' life. They hid him despite the danger to them. They were risking their own lives to save his. And we see that in the story in Exodus chapter 2. I want you to turn there real quick, and I just want to share just 10 verses. I'll just read without comment, and I'll try, okay? But this is what it's talking about. Exodus chapter number 2 is a story. It's the account of what's taking place here in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 23, about when Moses was born. Exodus chapter 1, Pharaoh saw that there were a lot of Israelites in Egypt. They were outnumbering the Egyptians. They were multiplying. I mean, like roaches. They're having a lot of kids and all. And Pharaoh said, we got to do something about this. And you remember the story, Exodus chapter 1. I have to have all the male babies. We're going to kill all the male babies. And anyway, that's what's in chapter number 1. And all you remember about the male babies and all. Anyway, verse number 1, chapter number 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. This is Amram and Jochebed that we find later. They're identified. Their names are identified. And the woman, Jochebed, conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Now, they hid him in the house. Probably what was, again, the Bible does not say, but the baby's, Luke, I guess your baby starts crying, you know, and in the middle of the night, you know, and will you hush? I can just imagine. About 3 months, they couldn't. The baby's crying. Oh, we got to do something to save this baby's life. So they were hid Moses in the house for 3 months. Verse number 3, and when she could no longer hide him in their house, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river brink, right on the edge of the water, the river. And his sister, which we know is Miriam, stood afar off to wit to what would be done to him. The word wit is that old King James word. They're going to wonder what is going to happen to my baby brother. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And when you read this, this is the sovereignty of God. It just wasn't per happenstance. Or she just didn't happen to come. This is the sovereignty of God. She came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked up along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, the bulrushes, she sent her maid to fetch it. When she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept and began crying. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." A young boy, of course, she knew the decree of her dad, which was the Pharaoh, the decree that you're going to kill all these male babies. Well, here's a male baby. It's a Hebrew child. Here's an interesting part of the story, verse number 7. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter. Remember, she's watching in the distance. And Pharaoh's daughter retrieves Moses, baby, but she names him Moses, because the word Moses means drawn out of the river, drawn out of the water. That's what the name Moses means. Anyway. The sister Miriam said, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she might nurse the child for thee?" I wonder who she had in mind. Again, the sovereignty of God. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Miriam's sister, go find somebody. And the maid went and called the child's mom. Don't you know? Jochebed was so happy. And here's the neat thing, verse number 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, the mom, Jochebed, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I'll give you wages. I'm going to pay you to do it." Only God could do something like that, okay? Not only was his life saved, she gets the baby back, and she gets paid now to take care of her own baby. That's a God thing. And the woman took the child, and she nursed it. Verse number 10, and the child grew, and we'll get back to this verse here in a minute. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. That was Pharaoh's son, or Pharaoh's grandson. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." What a wonderful story.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.